So let's go ahead and get into it, Mairead. Who do we have first? All right, so we have a question from Nick. Nick wants to know, how do I know if something is actually a good investment and I'm not getting scammed into something? Okay. You know, I would say that the first thing you're going to feel if it's a good investment is some level of excitement. You should feel a surge of energy, but it shouldn't be a toxic butterflies in the stomach feeling, you know, exclusively. It should be some excitement, but also a sense of inner peace, stability. And if you ask your higher mind, your ancestors, your work and money guide, okay, that's really the one you should be talking to about all these things. When you ask, you know, is this a good idea? You're either going to have a red flag feeling, nervousness, your left eye may twitch, your ears may ring uncontrollably, you may get a burning at the back of your neck. That's not a great sign. Your stomach may feel sick. You know, if you feel at peace, I think it's a clear sign that it's a go-ahead. Now, remember this, with investments at any time, you may have to shift out and move your money somewhere else. So don't make it the end-all be-all. Your work and money guide, for example, or your higher mind may say to you, yes, it's an okay investment or it's a good idea for now, okay? But soon you may need to change that up. And so ask about timelines, ask about deadlines, ask when, you know, get into the language of psychic mediumship, learn, you know, when a number pops into your head, maybe, you know, your guide tells you three. Okay, well, are we talking 3 years? Are we talking 3 months? You know, get acquainted with it. You're going to learn through trial and error. So I wouldn't feed it with fear, or that's just going to shut your intuition down. I would also say that, you know, when I'm looking at investing in something, I want to, especially if I'm looking at a couple different things, I want to make sure that I feel drawn. Okay. Again, if it's a good investment for you and it's going to have any kind of significant prosperity, it's going to stand out among the others. It's going to kind of pull your attention to it. All right. And so don't ask too many questions. Just go with that gut instinct. All right. We are going to move on to another question. This next one is from Catherine Yee, and this is a $10. Okay, Catherine wants to know, hi, Ivy, when do you see me having financial freedom? By freedom, I mean having enough to travel and enjoy life a bit more. Well, I feel like you're really on the path to that in approximately 5 years. And I think that you're really able to do these things more around the eighth year. Okay. So in the sixth year out from now, you may be doing it, but you still seem to be a little bit in a rut in the way that you think, almost like waiting for the other shoe to fall, or, you know, you're debating as to whether or not there could be problems and you're not like fully enjoying yourself. Some of that may be on you. Like you may have to shift your mentality and sort of force yourself to be more engaging with what you're doing. But I think that it's really the decisions that you make over the course of the next 5 years that sets you up nicely for that type of lifestyle. And I wouldn't be surprised also if between the sixth and the eighth year, you're unloading something. So don't be shy if you have a property that really is no longer serving your growth and development. You know, that would be the highest likelihood of what it's going to end up being. But it could, in addition, be something similar to a business, you know, or some type of project that you invest a lot in. You may just have to let some things go. And so a big part of growth and development with our, you know, finances is knowing that you can't be everywhere at once. You know, sometimes things are holding you back. And so it's okay to sort of like prune. Okay. Like you're pruning a tree in order for it to grow fruit. It's uncomfortable sometimes, especially if we have mental and emotional attachment to things we've been investing in for a long time. But it's really what's going to allow you to have that freedom. So I want to say that sometimes you have a tendency to say, I want freedom, but you don't want to get rid of things or people or situations that you've spent a lot of time investing in. It doesn't work that way. All right. So you're going to have to get comfortable with that aspect of it. But I think too, that you need to have a little bit more understanding in a specific way where you're saying, these are the places that I want to travel. This is maybe the amount that I'm looking to spend, or this is how long I want to be there, or this is what I want to do when I'm there, or who I want to go with. I think you need to spend a little more time in the fantasy of it all, which is essentially putting in an order. Okay. If you were to go on an Amazon, you'd look through, you know, probably three or five, maybe, you know, different types of that product. You'd look at the pricing and all that jazz and you'd place your order. Okay. And then it's on its way to you. This is what you need to be doing with the universe. You need to get more specific. You have a grandmother who comes through her who says, like, make yourself a bubble bath. Get some chocolate covered strawberries and some wine or champagne and like sit in your bubble bath and just fantasize about the details on, in particular, the traveling that you want to be able to do and the freedom that will come with it. And you're pulling it closer to you, which tells me you can manipulate this timeline a little bit and pull it in closer. All right, we're going to move on to another one. Thank you, Catherine, for your question. This one's from Manny, and this is a $10. And Manny wants to know, hi, Ivy. First question, will my stepdaughter, Nikki, get the financial help she filed for? And the second, how can I make money with my retirement money? How can I make money with my retirement money? Catherine said, thank you so much. You're very welcome, Catherine. All right. So will your stepdaughter, Nikki, get the financial help that she filed for? I think she will. That's the highest likelihood as of today. Technically, there are a lot of hands in that pot, so I can't give a 100% guarantee. It's up to the free will of the people making the decision. But yes, I think that's the highest likelihood. So how can you make money with your retirement money? You know, one of the things that I'm feeling going on with you, Manny, is investment in real estate that almost looks to me like flipping. It almost looks like drywall. Okay. So I'm just going to break this down. I'm not going to color it. Looks like you may be taking properties that need a little help. And I wouldn't say it's all just cosmetic. Okay. But you're repairing them and you're putting them out on the market. I think that you may also find that it could be really lucrative for you to put out more like affordable, you know, type housing, or to help out the community in what may be like sort of a grassroots, you know, movement. There could be some type of nonprofit that you're also investing in, because partnership comes up for you as well. I'll get onto that next. That has a couple options. But I think that you may also be in a unique position to make a good, healthy profit and also essentially help somebody else out that would not have normally been able to gain access. This could also be something like combating redlining, helping out to create that first generational wealth. Okay. How about the Black, Brown, Indigenous people in this country who can't get their foot in the door, okay, because of corrupt banks? Watch them shut me down again on TikTok. How about helping out, okay, and also making yourself a nice little profit? I think you could find yourself in a situation where people are asking you to do this or suggesting that you do it with them, but I am under the impression that you sort of have the master keys to this. So it could be something that you launch on your own. I also feel like a couple people may come to you with investment opportunities and they may say, I really want you to do this with me. And that could be anything ranging from what looks like a bar restaurant type situation to it almost feels like food trucks. Okay. So I don't know if I'm just looking at like pizza or if I'm looking at like street food, you know, things that could just sort of easily be made. Out on the streets. And that could also be very lucrative for you in the way that it quickly seems to blow up into almost like franchising. Okay. So, you know, be open to that as well, and be open to franchising for that matter. Okay. Sometimes it's easier just to duck under someone else's already established system. You know what I'm saying? Any of these would be good for you. But of course, I'm going to push the first one the most because it also feeds that healing part of your life contract. Okay. Helping others. Thank you so much for that question. Are the cats going crazy behind me? Okay. Let's move on to another one. Don't, Jesus, don't. He will knock over all these cameras and play with them. Okay. So we've got from Yolanda, $10. Yolanda wants to know, should I continue with current real estate investments or throw in the towel? Okay. Should I continue with current real estate investments? I actually feel like you could see a bit of a struggle for a while longer, and I'm hearing six. Unfortunately, you know, this feels like approximately 6 months. So I see a change in circumstances between the sixth and the seventh month. After that, I feel like I could breathe. I feel like I could sort of relax. I feel like tension just like, you know, kind of rolling out of my shoulders and my neck here. And I think that you could not only feel better about it, but debate on getting into it even more, which is hilarious, right? Because you think you just want to like sort of cut your losses or pack up and move on as quick as you can, you know, and then you have a breakthrough and it's like, I could do this again. I think that what you want to be doing is really allowing a little bit more time on this. I would also double check, you know, have you dotted your I's? Have you crossed your T's? Have you done everything that you can currently with these investments? I feel like there's a little more cleanup that can be done. I am sensing that you're in a bit of a position right now where you're like, well, I've done everything. And it's like, but have you really? Have you you know, talk to an expert? Have you listened, you know, to like videos on what else you could do in this type of situation? There's more, you know, that you could do. And I think it has a lot to do with almost like pushing, promoting, being out there. I also think that it has to do with like upgrades, okay, updates and things like this. But there is this sense of afterward, okay, after things work out, do you want to say, now I've learned so much, I really would like to continue? Or, you know, do you feel like it's time for you to move on to something entirely different? And I think that it's something you should consider staying on with. Just my opinion, you have your free will, you can do whatever you want with this information. But I think that you could see expansion in this area for approximately 10 years with it blowing up at about the 10-year mark out, you know, afterward. And so that could be huge for you. And you're really not doing a whole heck of a lot with it. It's just sort of there on the sidelines. I do think it would also be important, though, for you to move on to some other, whether it be like entrepreneurship, business investments, you know, independent contracting, because your spirit really wants to get on to some other things. It's like you're done with this in the way that you don't necessarily enjoy it a ton. Okay. So we also need to be focusing over there. All right. Thank you so much for your question, Yolanda. We're going to move on to another one. This next one is coming in from Ashauna DC. This is a $10. I forgot to ask you guys, could everybody please stop and drop a comment of any kind? Give this video a thumbs up wherever you are. If you are here on YouTube or TikTok especially, please subscribe. And if you want to on YouTube, hit the bell for alerts. And also, you could hit the join button to see the three different tiers of memberships. So my members on Patreon or YouTube get like monthly horoscope readings. You get to send me one email question every month. You get weekly messages. What else do we do? A free mini class for all tiers. You get an exclusive Ask Ivy show once a month. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff going on. So check it out. Okay, everybody, please give this video a thumbs up. Thanks. All right, so we are on with Shauna. Let me add another minute there. All right, so Shauna wants to know, will the craft business I'm starting be lucrative? Okay, will the craft business? So I don't have a name for it, but you guys may want to include names. Okay. And go ahead if you want to drop that in the comment section. Okay. I'll be watching for it. I think it will be lucrative. I think that it comes in bouts, though. I feel ebb and flow here, and I feel like sometimes you are selling a ton of something, and it's almost like you can't keep it in stock, and you're going as quick as you can to supply what appears to be maybe other sellers. And so if you're selling on, like, I don't know anything about this, okay, but I would say it almost looks like something like Etsy or whatever, right? You may be selling under them, but it may also be like shops, all right? Or it may be also like festivals. Vending is going to be good for you. Well, you got to have a lot. I mean, if you're going to show up, you know, they may be coming back and saying to you, like, I'm almost out, or I'm down to two, or I'm down to three. So keep up the supply. I feel too, like you're supposed to be, if you do anything with actual knitting or crocheting, or here's what it looks like to me. I don't want to color it. It almost looks like flowers, but they look like they're knitted flowers. And it looks like there's a pin on the back. So whether you're doing like pins or magnets or whatever it is, right? It looks like these designs are sort of just getting snatched up real quick. And I suspect what I'm talking about here is pricing. Aside from the fact that it's beautiful, these are, you know, cute pieces. They're affordable, okay, and they're nice little gifts. So Shauna says it's called Into the Shadows. Okay, so yeah, anything that you're doing that would be like $5, $10, you know, $15, $20, $25. I mean, we're talking smaller pieces that people can afford to gift to someone else or treat themselves to without feeling like they really had to break the bank. These are going to be the hot sellers. What happens after you launch and you see two to three different types of those things go out, right, in mass, is you're going to start having a following. And that following is going to be watching for you on social media. So if you send out newsletters, if you send out coupons, if you do sales, and don't overdo it with the sales, okay? Not a good idea. But if you do some maybe holiday sales or something like this, preferred customer sales, I think that you could really build your base and continue to be able to sort of push to them on on the regular. In addition to pulling in that new customer base from things like TikTok. So let's say you start making videos. See, this is where I start going off on a tangent. You guys can book a full reading with me anytime on this, okay? I have financial readings up on the website. But I would be doing videos like showing you making, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but I don't like watching long videos. I don't like listening to my own self. You know what I mean? So like, I don't want to hear, I get annoyed with my own self when I have to put out like a full minute video, you know, or a 3 minute video. Sometimes you have to, but if you could get it down to like 15 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, I think that's where you're going to be the most successful, showing you from beginning to end, making something and, building that following. Okay. Yeah, looks good. All right, we're going to move on to another one. Congratulations, Shauna. This is from an Ayana. This is a $5. So Ayana wants to know, will I end up doing psychic mediumship for my work? You know, I feel like it will be there. And this comes up over the next 4 to 5 months with the dividing line between the fourth and the fifth month, which means there's going to be a big change in circumstances during that time. I think the circumstances that are changing is like a couple different things, right? So one is your availability, your willingness to sort of really show up and invest, including if you have done anything where you have not shown up for appointments. If you were late for appointments, if there was any kind of sloppy business practice, that's a huge no-no in this. Okay. So you're really going to want to clean that up. And that may start to show around that time that you're running a tight clean, precise, and efficient business. So people will start to take you more seriously. I also think that the attraction is also changing, which means we're talking about like your client base, your ministry in this case. People will be coming to you for a specific reason. Now, some of them are coming to you because they feel that you have answers. We're drawn to the reader, the healer that we want because we're confident that there's something jiving in the energy and that they either have some solution for us or they can confirm with what we're thinking or feeling or they can help us to sort of trigger, you know, healing. And I think in this case, it's that. It's also people may feel as though you're connecting with their loved one already or that you will be able to for some reason. And I think that is a huge opportunity coming from the spirit world. Okay, so that's always an honor when spirit will do that. Also, I would say that you could be attracting some paranormal clients. And while most people run for the hills and they're like, I won't deal with paranormal clients. I don't know. You may want to check out my training on that. You may want to be open to it. It's if you could protect yourself and get good at it. It's not the worst business in the world to be a part of. It's not my favorite thing. But where there is need, right? It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. You may want to consider it. So yeah, a bit. Okay. All right. Let's move on to another one here from Medium Mystic on TikTok, $10 question. And Medium Mystic wants to know, hi, Ivy, will I be able to make psychic mediumship or tarot and or tarot part of my main income eventually? I recently joined TikTok for fun, but I am looking to make money with my readings. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell all of my other students. We never pursue light work in order to get cash. You are going to go through a long, dirty journey that's going to end you up on a bad, dark road, I assure you. Okay. We don't pursue light work in order to get paid. We pursue light work in order to be of service. So you're thinking of it wrong, which means the answer is no. You have to understand that where there is an actual calling in the universe for people to serve, everything that you need, if you choose to do it, will come to you during that time. But you have to prove your worthiness to the universe. And that often looks like having to give up everything, having to maybe come out publicly and be like humiliated by it or, you know, outed essentially. It can also look like you're doing really well and then everything gets wiped out and you don't know why. You could be doing it for years and then put up on a shelf. Okay. We don't want you, and you have to be willing during that time to say, I am still here to be of service. I am learning. I am growing with it. Okay. I'm evolving in this, but if you're not willing to do it for the right reasons and you will be tested, you're going to essentially lose the ability. And we have to remember that with psychic ability and empathic ability, it's all on you. It's not a gift, right? It's just your psychic ability. It's your ability to read people and through clairvoyance, you know, read situations, past, present, and future. But when we're talking about mediumship, it does require that you prove yourself. It does require that if you're going to be connecting with spirits in the light, okay, not dark energies, entities, and earthbounds, because those will come anytime. But if you're actually going to be communicating with spirits in the light, they want to make sure you're the real deal. They're not just going to come and talk to anybody. So if you are prepared to be realistic about what you're about to get into, I think that you could have a bright future in this. But again, do not ever make the mistake of centering your income around light work, okay? I think that what you may do better with financially is the tarot itself. And again, a big part of the reason there is because that doesn't require mediumship. It's just your psychic ability. It's just your empathic ability. Okay. So check out my psychic mediumship course. You'll be trained in psychic, mediumistic, and empathic ability. Check out the tarot class that we have at the Ivy League Psychic Academy. It trains you in the intuitive method as well as the traditional method, so you can evolve into mediumship. But it's really going to be there that you see a steady flow of income. And it could be also if you're breaking it down into bite-sized pieces for people. So maybe you're not giving long, extended, hour-long, you know, Celtic cross type tarot readings, but maybe you're doing like a one question read, or you're doing a three card flip, or you're doing a daily message, you know, and donation based lives or something. Yeah, I think you'll do well. All right, we're going to move on to another one from, this one is Edgar. This is a $10 question. And Edgar wants to know, do you see any opportunities coming up for me during the remainder of this year to make extra money, like a side hustle? Thanks. Okay, Edgar. Really around December. And I don't want to say it's seasonal, but kind of feels seasonal. Okay, so maybe it's not being presented to you as though it's seasonal, but I think for you, it would be. And this comes up midway into November. And then I want to say all the way through December. Now, the talk of it being bigger at the end of December may come from a lot of people stepping away. And so it's almost like people got out of the way. And now you can have it all. You know, you sort of like take it. Reminds me of like a poker game. You're like, all right, these are all my chips. So maybe you enter around mid-November, late November, you hold on for the long haul when everyone else bails, you hold on. And at the end of December, you're able to sort of take it all. And you may even choose to do that a couple weeks into January. All right. So I think that you have quite a few options with where exactly you do this. And we can read more carefully at that time if you want to drop an email question or, you know, do a 15-minute read or whatever. But I think that it could very well be anything with like retail. It could also be you working with somebody who looks like an artist. It looks like they're making, I don't know, handcrafting something. I also see candles. I mean, there are, you know, quite a few things. I would say too that you may be able to pick up something that looks like tutoring, or it looks like private sessions of counseling of some kind, where you're sort of leading, directing, you know, you're listening to the person's problem and then you're sort of giving them solutions. You're teaching them how to do it on their own. So you may also find that some opportunities open up more within like your field or something on a higher professional level. But I wouldn't be surprised if you're like, I'd rather get out of all this and just do something, you know, totally flighty, you know, and simple. Okay. Just uncomplicated and total opposite of what I'm used to doing. It's very like job oriented versus like career oriented. And it may be a nice getaway for you. It's substantial cash as well. Okay. Good luck with all that. Have a good time with it. All right. Thank you. And we are going to move on to another one here from a Corey. This is a $5 question. And Corey wants to know, where can I make successful income? I have so many ideas and I can't tell which one. Okay. So when you have so many ideas and you're feeling as though you don't know what direction to go in, you're going to want to look at your life contract. You could book a life contract reading with me. I don't do astrology, but you should do like Vedic or Western astrology and get maybe like a work chart done or a personal chart done. You could also check a numerology chart. These all match each other. Okay. So what is within your life path? That's really the question here. I feel like what you're supposed to be doing, especially if you're feeling pulled into quite a few different directions, is to make sure that you're a free agent. And I don't say this to everybody, but this will work for you. If you were to get into anything in communications or, you know, teaching and guiding others, telling people what to do, telling things where they need to go, management, for example, project management, also like almost like creating projects, You would do well. You would also be able to wrap it on up, and when it's over, move on to something else. One of the things that doesn't work great for you is sitting in an office, sitting in a cubicle, sitting still. Career, you know, that never changes. It's the same old thing every day, or like a normal job. I think it'll drive you nuts. And I think that what you need to be able to do is stick to the ballpark idea of what you're doing so that you can perfect your craft and your expertise and build up almost like a brand of your name in that area, but you know, transfer between one project to another at all times. I also think that your energy level really rises up when you're able to say, this project is going to be over in 6 weeks, or, you know, 2 months, or whatever it is. I'm going to be on this for somewhere between 4 and 5 months, and then I'm on to something else, you know, and you got other things lined up. Your brain is very juicy. It's very active. It's, you know, very mercurial, and you're going to want to feed that. And that is what I see in your life contract. Okay. And again, anybody who needs to book a life contract reading, I've been testing it out against, astrology for 13 years, and it is identical. Okay. So, you could book that with me at any time. We'll look at what you signed on to before you came to Earth. All right. So we are going to, yes, thank you, Marie, pop that up. You could book a reading with me at ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. Sorry. All right. We have another question coming in here from Julie. This is a $5. And Julie wants to know, hi, Ivy, I've been debating on switching careers. However, I'm not too young anymore. I'm scared to make the switch. How do I know if it's the right thing to do? So this is the thing. You have to, instead of looking forward and saying, okay, where am I supposed to be headed? Da, 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 da. Take a minute to look at where you are right now. And let's just start with the basics. Is the environment you're working in toxic? Do you hate your job? Do you hate your life when you wake up in the morning? You feel like you can't even force yourself out of bed. Are you suffering from depression or anxiety, or, you know, a lack of inner peace and joy that you suspect is directly connected to your current career or job? If you can answer yes to these things, it's time to go, period, point blank. All right. And then you want to look forward and you want to say, okay, well, what is it that actually ignites a fire in the belly for me? What am I drawn to doing? What have I thought about doing my entire life at different points, especially if you look back to childhood, like around 5, 6 years old, you know, around 9, 10 years old, you know, what are the things, 16, 17 years old, you know, what were the things that you wanted to do? But maybe you were told that's not a good idea, or that's not going to be lucrative, or like, that's very competitive, or you can't just do that. Don't you want to eat, you know, whatever it is, that programmed you out of it. Whoever it is that programmed you out of it, you're going to want to look at that and you're going to want to say, is that still with me? Are those still things, even if they've evolved, okay, but they're still in the ballpark of that, those original ideas, you know, it's time to move in that direction. And I think that I would also say something that can sort of put you at ease is not over investing in it. For example, you know, say you want to help people, you know, you want to heal people. Well, is it really going to be necessary to go into debt getting a degree in that area? Or could you find alternative ways or pioneer something else or just get a certification or two and then get your feet in the water and see if you could actually build it up on your own? Okay. It's shocking what people can do when they really set their mind to something without going into debt for it. Okay. So try to basically reduce your overhead is, you know, what I'm saying. All right, Julie, good luck with that. We are going to move on to another question here. This one's coming in from a Charlotte, and this is a $5. Charlotte wants to know, hi, Ivy, I'm feeling pulled in so many different directions in life. I'm not really confident that I have a specific path I'm supposed to follow. How do I know what my path is? Okay, well, you know, again, some of the things, I think it was Julie that I just said to Julie, feeling a passion toward something, feeling also as though you don't lose interest in it, and it always consistently, right, pops up for you over the course of your life. It's not something that just fizzles out. I would say that you need to sit with your work and money guide, as well as your joy guide, who watches over your mental and emotional well-being, your spiritual development. And I would have a 20-minute meeting with them. And I would say, you know, show me everything that I should be entertaining at this time, and just make a list of whatever it is that pops in your head, and see which of those things would actually fit logically, okay, with the rest of your life. Previous plans that you've had that you've abandoned, maybe even trainings or certifications that you've gone through, you know, experiences that you've had, but they really just sort of didn't go anywhere at the time. Because one of the things that can happen with the work that we're supposed to do in this life is that we get very actively involved in it, and then it sort of gets put up on a shelf for a while. We get actively involved in it again, and then it's put on the back burner, swept under the carpet for another 2 years, 5 years, 7 years. And that's okay. We're supposed to maybe be doing other things, okay, during that time, but you're not supposed to abandon it forever. It will come back around, a lot like soulmate relationships. They're always coming back around again, okay? So you want to, you know, ask those questions and stay on it. I also want to say, you know, don't settle for less. When you know you're doing something you're not supposed to be doing, don't just sit there till the end of time. Make a move in the direction you feel you're supposed to go in, okay? When you make a move, you say to the universe, I am willing to put action out to receive back, okay, more guidance on what I'm actually supposed to do. Stagnancy is not great karma in the universe. All right. So don't sit still. Be willing to take some risks. All right. We have another question coming in here. This one is from a Michelle, and this is a $5 question. Michelle wants to know, do you see my small business taking off to where I am no longer teaching anymore and I don't have a name of the business? Michelle, if you want to post it, that would be great. Do I see it taking off so that you no longer have to teach? I think it's a high likelihood. I don't know that it's happening overnight, but I think that within about a year, you may reach a point where you're feeling like if you could just put 150% of your focus on this thing, you could make it happen. And I think that would be accurate. All right. So it's always risky to be like, I'm done. Goodbye, day job. You know, now I'm doing this. That, it's a risk you may have to take. Blood, sweat, and tears the first 5 years, right? Any business. 80-85% of them fail. And I'm not here to be negative Nancy, but that is the reality. And sometimes you have to let go of everything else to build it, okay? And to really nurture it. It's, you know, it's like a baby. You can't just leave it in the crib there for, you know, endless hours. I mean, and like not feed it and change it and do, you know, it's constant maintenance in order to see it grow healthy. And I think that, you know, again, the reference to the baby, what a lot of people don't realize is that the baby also needs attention and affection and to play. And you know what I mean? Or, you know, you got one of those kids that doesn't have any like emotional well-being, you know, and there's retardation in the development. And so you gotta put in that extra. Unfortunately, the profit isn't always there while you're doing that. And I think that you could honestly be seeing some of that lack for approximately 8 months after you decide to go all in. But that's not very long. That's not bad. You know, you're going to have to at that time also look at expansion. All right. So this is kind of a longer reading. I mean, because there's a lot there, but the fact that I'm seeing that there's a lot of moving parts there and a lot of possibility there means there's a lot of possibility there. Okay. So is it in the cards? 100%. Okay. If you do it right, if you play your hand right. Yes. All right. Thank you so much, Michelle, for your question. We have, are we at time or I don't know if we're at time or not. Okay. Again, you guys can book a reading with me. Okay. We are at time. You could book a party, a psychic fair or a reading with me anytime at ivyriverapsychicmedium.com, including a money, career, and investment readings. That is always an option. Thank you so much, Mairead. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'll see you back here in 2 weeks for, I believe it's Dear Ivy, where I for free give out personal advice on any topic. All right. I will see you guys soon. Thanks so much.